Hello and welcome. My name is Ilda and I'm a partner in the Immigration Department at Kingsley Napoli. With effect from the 1st of January 2021, British citizens travelling into Europe are now deemed as third country nationals, meaning that UK law firms who regularly send British national lawyers to provide advice to their clients in Europe will firstly need to check whether work permission is required in advance of their travels. This is because every country in Europe has their own immigration rules. Equally, they should be checking whether there is any requirement to register with a local law society. To that end, I'm delighted to say that I have a colleague, Kirsty Gis from Everhart, a Dutch immigration lawyer, with me, alongside my colleague, Jessica Clay, a partner in our regulatory department, who will be providing and answering a couple of points in relation to travel into the Netherlands on a fly-in, fly-out basis, and Jessica covering the pieces in relation to what you should be thinking on from a regulatory standpoint. So firstly, I'm going to turn to Kirsty. Kirsty, thank you very much for agreeing to take part in this session. The first question I have for you is, do you have any top tips for law firms that need to send UK lawyers into the Netherlands for short-term trips?
Hi, Ilda. Thank you for having me. I guess that the most important tip is that UK law firms should make sure that their employees are aware of the fact that they are no longer EU citizens. This seems obvious, but you might be surprised by the number of clients who are still surprised by the fact that they cannot simply travel back and forth to the Netherlands and perform any kind of activities they wish to do so. There's still a number of companies that don't have protocol in place for international travel for their employees after Brexit. As a general rule, third country nationals like UK citizen need work permits for any work they carry out on Dutch territory. Only activities that are covered by a specific work permit waiver, a work permit is not required. When you look at the work permit waiver applicable to UK travelers, there are basically two legal bases for that. On the one hand, we have waivers based on Dutch national law, and on the other hand, we have waivers based on the EU Trade and Cooperation Agreement, so-called TCA. In Dutch national law, the waiver applies to business meetings, but in the TCA, the waiver applies to meetings and consultations. So for both waivers, there is no specific explanation in the legislation, and it also doesn't look like this will be explained any further, at least for the Netherlands. Discussions with advisors at the Labour Inspectorate do seem to indicate that their initial position would be that the world consultations imply something slightly broader than just business meetings. It is, however, not expected that the authorities will take an official position on this, which means that it's ultimately up to business traveler and his or her employer to assess the risk of traveling under a work permit waiver. It might be important to add that a work permit waiver is not something that you can apply for in the Netherlands. You simply travel without applying for a work permit when you believe that you would fall under a waiver, and it's up to the authorities to enforce if they don't agree with this. In case the authorities do believe that work is performed under a waiver which should have been covered by a work permit, the authorities could decide to issue a fine.
Thank you. It sounds quite technical.
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, the fact that that is not really determined in law means that you have a little bit more flexibility when it comes to determining whether something is actually like a consultation, so to say. But it also means that the fact that the risk is with the traveler or with his or her employer makes it a little bit hard. Also for us to make sure that to advise that the company is clean from that perspective.
Thank you. The second question I have for you is, assuming that this British national lawyer will only be in the Netherlands to visit a client and not to provide any form of advice, what is the minimum amount of time that they can spend in your country as a visitor?
Visitors to the Netherlands are required to comply with the general Schengen rules for visitors, which means that they can spend a maximum of 90 days in a time frame of 180 days in the Schengen area. As you may know, the 180 days period is a rolling period, which means that for each new entry, the traveler needs to look back 180 days to see if they still have sufficient Schengen days left. This applies to all the Schengen countries together. So unfortunately, travelers don't have 90 days in each Schengen country separately.
And this is a problem. I know from experience, just clients struggling with that. Thank you. The other question I have for you, Kirsty, is the visitor visa then issued at port, or how does that work in practice if you're a British national traveling on a British passport into the Netherlands?
UK nationals can travel to the Netherlands by simply using their passport. They will not require a visitor visa on arrival. Border Patrol will check if the traveler can be granted access off the basis of the Schengen rules, but they will not be issued a visa at the spot.
Thank you. Another question for you. Will the position be different if they're intending to see a client in order to provide chargeable advice and could include things like preparing legal documents, even if it's only for a few days?
Well, the position would not be any different. The duration of the stay is not relevant to determine if a trip falls under a work permit waiver or not. It's really the nature of the activities that matter in the Netherlands. And activities can fall under a business visitor waiver, whether it's chargeable or not.
Thank you. What happens if the lawyer regularly needs to travel into the Netherlands in order to see the clients to complete a project? So is that a problem? I know you alluded to the 90 day out of 180 day and the rolling period.
Yeah, definitely. So for if we're talking about a single lawyer, then the 90 day out of the 180 day rules is something to keep in mind. If we would, for example, talk about a project that would include multiple lawyers working on the same matter, for example, a large M&A project, it could be possible to apply for a project recognition with the Labour Inspectorate under the so-called International Trade Regulation. This program was designed to provide a practical and flexible arrangement for maintaining international trade contracts. Once a project is admitted by the authorities, the UK lawyer could travel but without obtaining a work permit in advance, but by simply notifying the authorities 2 days ahead of the travel date. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that this would still be on a visitor basis. So he would still need to count Schengen visitor days to make sure that he would not be overstaying, as overstaying could lead to an entry ban, and not only for the Netherlands, but for the whole Schengen area. Only if someone intends to stay in the Netherlands for more than 90 days, someone would qualify for a residence permit.
Thank you, Kirsty. If a work permit is required, how quickly can it be done? And is it something that must be done and applied for in advance of travel?
Well, in the Netherlands, the issuance of work permits is assigned to the Labour Inspectorate. Applications are processed in 5 weeks on average. The processing has become a little bit more complicated as the processing is done digitally, and filing applications on behalf of clients requires the client to grant us digital authorization for this. If a work permit is required, the work permit needs to be in place ahead of the start of the activities. It's not possible to travel ahead of the, while the application is still pending.
Thank you. And my very last question, Kirsty, if all else fails, are there any top tips that you would give?
Well, I think the whole COVID era did taught us that nowadays people are well equipped to work with colleagues or clients from different locations around the world. Most companies have invested a lot to make sure that their employees have the tools to do so. So ultimately, a Teams or Zoom meeting is still an option, but we would, of course, be happy to assist clients with assessing if traveling to the Netherlands is still possible, while making sure that all parties involved are being compliant, of course.
So thank you, Kirsty. I now turn my attention to Jessica Clay, who's a partner in our regulatory department. Jessica, thank you for your time. What is the regulatory position now for UK solicitors wishing to fly in and fly out of the Netherlands?
Thanks, Ilda. Well, foreign lawyers advising in the Netherlands have comparatively broad practicing rights compared to other EU jurisdictions. And what this means in practice for England and Wales qualified lawyers is that they will be permitted to advise on the law of England and Wales and on EU law on a fly-in, fly-out basis in the Netherlands, as long as they do two things. They will need to mention their home jurisdiction professional organisation, so the organisation under which they are authorised. So for us, that would be the Solicitors Regulation Authority, and also make sure that they use their home title when providing advice. So that would be the title of Solicitor of England and Wales.
Thank you. And can you explain, are there any conditions or restrictions attached to the scope of practice?
Yeah, there are. So as I've already said, you must hold yourself out under your home professional title, so make very clear that you are a Solicitor of England and Wales. You must not appear in court. And also England and Wales qualified lawyers must restrict the advice and services that they're providing to formal client meetings, and also work in the margins of those meetings, such as sort of email correspondence and calls, for example.
Thank you. And the last question I have for you, will LPP apply?
So in respect of foreign lawyers, so England and Wales qualified lawyers would be a good example of that. EU LPP does not apply, to, but also LPP only applies to Dutch lawyers. So in terms of a workaround, if you were attending a meeting, for example, it might be worth working with a local lawyer, so a local Dutch lawyer, and have that individual running the meeting so that LPP would apply in that situation.
Thank you both so much for your time. We've now come to the end of this session. I wanted to thank you, Kirsty, for your time, as well as Jessica, and thank you to everyone that has listened to our recording. We hope that you found this very helpful. If you do have any questions, you are more than welcome to contact myself, Kirsty, and or Jessica. Our details will appear at the bottom of this recording. Thank you again.